Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you would like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit our website at friendsofkevin.com. Excited to get my friend Cassandra Stern with us from Brightset Entertainment. Hey, Cassandra, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks so much for having me on today.
So let's just start at the beginning. Tell us a little bit about what is Brightset Entertainment and how are you maybe different from other options out there?
Sure. So Brightset Entertainment is an entertainment agency that reduces the stress and hassle that can come with finding the best entertainment options for your wedding or event. As far as things that make us different from our competition, I mean, I would say that there's definitely a few things. One of the bigger ones is that we provide all-inclusive entertainment options. So a lot of agencies out there, they are specific to one type of entertainment, which is fine. You know, there are agencies that provide you with great DJ options. There are agencies that provide you with great, live music options. Some of them will just do, ceremony music for weddings. Some of them will just do, wedding reception music. Brightset Entertainment actually provides all of that. So it makes it really easy for the clients, especially brides, because we can provide every single type of entertainer for each aspect of their wedding or event. So we can provide them with a harp player if they'd like for their ceremony. We can do a jazz trio for their cocktail hour and then get them a DJ or a larger band for their reception. And it makes it a lot easier for them because instead of going to each one of these entertainers separately and getting a different contract with a different policy, with different, deposits and different due dates, they get one point of contact, they get one invoice, and it's a lot less stressful for them. Also, I've been a musician for over a decade, so I do kind of come from both sides. I know a lot about what it takes to be a musician and perform, and then I also know a lot about what it takes to be a business owner.
I really like this concept a lot because, you're getting married, you're having an event, and next thing you know, you got to pick some music, whether that's a band, DJ, whatever it is. And we've all been to events where someone nicely has picked the wrong entertainment. So, you go, maybe you see a clip on YouTube, like, yeah, they seem great. I'm going to hire them to do my wedding. And then something happens and you're disappointed. So to me, to have someone like you who has this experience to help to guarantee it's going to be a great event just makes total sense, right?
I would think so. I mean, that's really, what I found when I was building the business, as far as finding your niche and filling it, it was what I found was most needed. And so that's what I wanted to provide to my clients.
So let's talk a little bit about your why. So is that pretty much why you started the business? You just found that niche and people were disappointed because they didn't know how to go about finding the right act. Because again, especially when we spoke in the past, you maybe have an event and there's, a widespread of ages of people. It's tricky to find music that can entertain everybody. So is that kind of what you saw and that's why you did this?
Well, there are a lot of reasons that I started the business. I have my background. I have experience in corporate radio, record labels, band management, and as a performing artist. So, through that experience, I was actually, especially as a performer, I was seeing, a rather large disconnect between artists and venue owners who hire them. So what I mean is these venue owners, they're really smart to bring in music to create a certain ambiance and present a certain image to the public. But what they sometimes don't realize is just how much goes into actually hiring solid musicians and knowing the right questions to ask to really get the best possible outcome for their venue or their event. What happens is it can truly become a full-time job, and it's tough because these venue owners, they already have a full-time job. They own a business or they're employees of this business. And, you know, as much as they want to be able to handle both the booking and running the venue perfectly at the same time, it gets really difficult. So that's kind of where I come in and help. As I said, as both a musician and performing artist, I really do know the right questions to ask, and I know what both the musician and the venue owner needs to be successful in their own endeavors. So in the end, I mean, I really started the business to help these venue owners and event planners be able to bring, you know, more music and spread the joy and the community connection that music can so easily facilitate.
So what motivates you to keep growing, keep trying to get the business larger?
That's a great question. So as cheesy as this might sound, honestly, it really comes back to the joy that live music can create. For the musician themselves, there's really nothing better than being able to express themselves through music. And for the people who actually come to see these musicians play, I mean, I'm sure you can relate to how music can create happiness and sometimes just pure joy. And this is a passion of mine. When I look around at my shows and I see how happy people are and how much fun people are having dancing, and it's just, there's just a really great power behind live music. And I've seen this power so many times, and it's just incredible. So the more that I can provide this for my community, the happier I am.
Makes things simple. So where did the passion for music come from? Did you grow up in a musical family?
I did. I grew up in an extremely musical family. So my mother, she has three children, myself and my two brothers. And I'm sure when we were young, we were all so close in age. We're all just a couple years apart, that she really had her hands full trying to raise the three of us. And she's an amazing musician. She's a pianist and a singer and a songwriter, but she never really had a lot of time to focus on her music when we were young. So what she would do is she would end up playing the piano after she put us to sleep. So I remember I must have been really young, like three or four, and I remember her putting me to bed and then going downstairs and playing the piano and singing, and the sound of her music would just kind of float up the stairs. And it was so comforting to me. It just created like a sense of peace for me. And then, you know, my aunts are musical. They were in a band with my mom. My little brother plays the guitar. My older brother plays the drums. My husband is a musician. So I was really influenced as a child by my family, and then just completely fell in love with performing as I got older. I did musical theater, local and regional chorus. I was in band, and it just kind of grew from there.
That is neat and stuff. Talk about bedtime lullabies. That's kind of cool. I like that. It made me smile. So walk me through a typical experience for your clients. What can they expect if they go with you?
Well, I guess it depends on the type of client. You know, I work with a lot of brides. I also work with community event planners or wedding planners, as well as restaurant and bar owners. No matter what type of client you are, so your experience will definitely be organized. That's one thing that I'm pretty good at. But I do provide a couple of different options. So I can book for you, or if you're really interested in learning how to handle the booking yourself and be really successful with it, then I offer consultation options as well and equipment rentals, so I can teach someone to do their own booking and also provide equipment if they need it. But usually I'll start with an in-person appointment. I like to meet them and talk to them and see, you know, what struggles they're having when it comes to booking. I have a very, very detailed new client questionnaire that I help to kind of guide them. And then based on what their responses are, they just get customized attention from me. Whatever type of artist they're looking for is what I will provide for them. And then I also provide digital flyers for public events, some promotional efforts, and a lot of the times they actually get me at their event if I'm available and it's not a private event. I do like to go and support my clients, and I actually just had a client that told me how happy she was that I showed up to the event. And I actually started a conga line, and she just thought it was a fun, the funniest thing. But I love it. I love going to the events. It's you know, like I said, it's my passion. So I'm happy to be there, and I'm happy to provide that personal touch and you know, really make my clients as happy as they can be.
So let's talk up a little bit about the value of live music. Why is it so important to you?
Well, I guess it kind of comes back to the same thing that keeps me motivated to grow. It's just the pure passion that I have for the joy and sense of community involvement and you know, happiness that live music can bring. I mean, I'm sure you can think of examples of seeing shows yourself where, you know, just made you happy and you just had so much fun. For me, actually, a couple of weeks ago, I was listening to this fantastic reggae band, and it started raining. It was an outdoor show, but they were protected. So it started raining, and they were playing music, and it was just so much fun. Everyone just started dancing in the rain, and you know, just it like brings strangers together. There's this sense of community, and it's just developed so powerfully through live music. It's so attractive and almost addictive to me. I just love it.
But now, every now and then, you come across someone who's like, it's okay, I can just do it myself. You can, but there's a lot of risk to it, right? If you're not familiar with the band or the DJ you're hiring, doesn't it just make sense to have someone that can speak to the reputation of the group too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's so much. There are so many details. I can't stress it enough that go into planning a successful event or a successful show. And a lot of the times, it's not the fault of the person who's planning. They're just not trained in what they need to ask or what they need to know to really create a successful event. I compare it sometimes to, you know, if someone was trying to give someone a dental exam without going to dental school. You know, you wouldn't really do that. Because what are you looking for? You don't know what you're looking for. It's the same thing. When you're trying to create a really successful event, you definitely want a professional that knows exactly what to ask and knows, you know, the general rates of pay, if the equipment is going to handle the arrangement size of the band, if they need a sound guy, how the acoustics of the room even are going to either, you know, negatively or positively affect the sound of the band. There's so much that goes into it that it's really, if you start doing it a lot without the help of a professional, you'll see you're eventually going to want the help of a professional for sure.
Then what's your favorite type of show to book then and why?
Let's see. I love doing weddings because they're just, you know, mushy. I love mm-hmm. that people so frequently bring music into a celebration of love. And it's such an important day. I actually just got married. My God, I think it's actually 10 months ago now, almost a year. And I remember, you know, how important the day was and how perfect I wanted it to be. So it's really nice to be a part of making a wedding day special for the bride and the family and the groom. But I also love doing community events because, again, it's that power of live music that's bringing the community together and people are just so happy. I mean, there are great things about all different types of events, but if I had to pick my favorites, I would probably say community events and weddings.
All right, so we got about 45 seconds left. How can people reach out to you? How can they learn more, my friend?
Okay, well, the name of the company again is Bright Set Entertainment. You can reach me via email at brightsetentertainment@gmail.com, or you can head over to my website, which is brightsetentertainment.com, and there is a contact form there that you can fill out. I'm happy to reach out to you.
Cassandra, I appreciate you taking the time out of day to call into the show, and as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day. Bye now.
You too. Bye-bye.